it's very clear that Facebook is dealing with a lot of blowback and concern about its impact on you and me, and in particular, young people. And this is something that the company has resisted for a very long time. But the reality is that the stories the Wall Street Journal published recently called the Facebook Files, which if you haven't read them, I highly recommend. They're really well written and excellently reported. All of those stories raise a lot of questions about what Facebook is doing to deal with a lot of the negative problems that come from its platform. And lawmakers have started really seizing on this, and they're asking, you know, how is this company being a good steward of its responsibilities and not launching a children's version of Instagram effectively, I think is one way that the company is acknowledging that this needs to be readdressed before it can move forward.
The Instagram head is talking about pausing the work so it can listen to concerns and do more to demonstrate the value of the kids' service. Is that at this point talk, whereas we'll probably never actually see an Instagram for kids?
It's likely that Facebook will, in the end, keep pushing forward. And part of it is because children want access to the internet. When you have a young child who knows of all of the stuff that's out there and their friends are on it, of course they're going to want to get access to it as well. So the question I think Facebook needs to answer is, how are they going to do this in a responsible way? I know a lot of people who joined Facebook and Instagram far before they were, quote unquote, permitted to as 13 years old, right? They would lie about their age, they'd lie about their birth date so they could use the account. And the reality is that Facebook hasn't really done much to answer these larger questions that they're having to deal with around the impact on mental health and the impact on how children see one another. And if they're going to officially allow people who are younger than 13 to sign up for the service, then I think they need to answer those things before they're ever going to do that.
In the Facebook files that you mentioned, we learned that Instagram makes many teen girls feel worse about themselves. Facebook researchers themselves found that out. That's the crux of it, isn't it? How do they fix that?
Part of what's going on here, it appears, is the way that Instagram is set up. You know, every social network has its quirk, right? You've got TikTok, which are kind of these short videos that are very performance driven, right? You make someone laugh. That's part of the goal of TikTok, although there's other stuff there too, right? Dancing, whatever else. But that it's got kind of a performant aspect to it. Instagram, by comparison, is very image conscious. It's almost like a magazine. That's something actually Facebook even talks about. And by doing that, it seems to have amplified some of the worst aspects of the magazine industry. And I think part of what Instagram needs to figure out is how it wants to deal with that, right? Are there ways that it can change behavior on the service, either by encouraging different stuff or changing the types of posts that it recommends in its service? Because it's not like it's just a bunch of posts. There's actually a computer program that recommends the next post to you. And how does it choose those posts and all those types of things? All of that plays a role in what it ultimately looks like to each individual person. I think it's smart that Facebook is taking a moment, and hopefully they're serious. We have watched for years now Facebook say that they take our concerns seriously, they understand we are upset, and they're going to address them. And we have learned now that routinely they did not address them, or they made them even worse. And I think that part of what Facebook needs to do is not just deal with some of these issues, but also be more transparent. And without those two things together, I think it's going to look at even more blowback if it continues trying to grow its service. I don't think this is the end of Washington's pushback on Facebook. I think that there is a real appetite on Capitol Hill for reining in the tech industry and in some ways even punishing the tech industry for a lot of the perceived ills it has caused. And even though Facebook has made this concession and said they're going to pause development, that doesn't mean that lawmakers or regulators are now happy with everything. There's a lot that needs to be dealt with, and I imagine we're going to hear more about it in the coming years.